Married at First Sight. Chapter 4295. Pedro watched as Holden walked away before returning to the inpatient ward. Catherine was sitting on the hospital bed, phone marobas in hand, discussing work with Liberty. Even though she was hospitalized, she remained updated on company affairs. Liberty didn't actually need to consult her on most matters, but she did anyway. Catherine was still the vice president of the Farrell Group, and Liberty respected that. Pedro didn't interrupt. Instead, he silently stepped into the small lounge area, opened the mini fridge, and took out the fruits sent by well-wishers. He washed them, cut them into bite-sized pieces, and placed them on disposable forks before carrying the plate back into the room. Catherine had just finished her conversation with Liberty when she saw Pedro approach with the fruit plate. "Didn't I just eat an apple? Now you're giving me more," she asked. Pedro smiled. "There's too much fruit. If we don't eat it, it'll go bad. We should finish it while it's still fresh." He pulled up a chair beside her bed, his dark eyes scanning her face with concern. "You've been in the hospital for days now. I think you've lost weight."
"I have not,"
Catherine retorted, picking up a piece of fruit with a fork.
"How could I? You feed me like a pig every day. All I do is take medicine, get injections, and eat. Meals, pastries, fruit, you name it. I barely even get out of bed. And when I do, you get all nervous. The worst injury I have is on my arm. It doesn't stop me from walking." She fired off more than a dozen sentences in quick succession. Pedro chuckled. "All right, all right, you're not losing weight. But honestly, you are. You lost a lot of blood, and your complexion hasn't fully recovered. Once you're discharged, I'll make sure you replenish your strength. You've been working so hard, just take this time to rest." Catherine sighed. "My dad's gone, right?" She was too tired to argue further. Talking about food with Pedro was pointless. He'd keep feeding her regardless. Pedro nodded. "Mr. Jansen left. I talked to him about elderly care, and he finally calmed down. I think he'll head back to his hometown." Catherine scoffed. "He knows the truth deep down, yet he still causes trouble. He's always been biased. Holden's favorite had always been Shiloh. He believed she was his only daughter, and he poured his love into her, convinced that if she took over the family, his own status would rise. She was filial, at least in his eyes. His second favorite was Marco, his eldest son, the firstborn who carried the Jansen name. Holden cherished Marco almost as much as Shiloh. But when he learned Shiloh wasn't his biological daughter, he couldn't take back the love he had already given her, nor could he redirect it to Catherine. Ironically, Holden despised his only real daughter the most. Yet, in the end, he had no choice but to rely on her for his future care. Catherine would never bring him into her home, but she would cover his living expenses. If he ever needed a caregiver, she'd pay for one. It wouldn't be the luxurious retirement he had imagined, but it would be far better than the lives of most elderly people in his hometown. "He still has money," Catherine said. "For now, we don't need to worry. When he runs out, just send him a monthly allowance." Married at First Sight. Chapter 4296. Chapter 4296. Catherine continued, "I'll also cover the nanny's salary. Have the nanny contact you directly. He doesn't need to handle the money himself. Otherwise, he'll start skimping on wages. If his quality of life drops, no one will take care of him properly, and he won't last long. I want him to live at least until we're married, have kids, and build our business empire. I won't lift a finger for revenge. Just living a better life than his sons will be enough to drive him crazy." She didn't know if her father Marobas would ever regret mistreating her. And she didn't care. Pedro smiled. "Don't worry, I'll make sure he's taken care of. He's in good health. He'll probably live another 10 years. Miss, you talk tough, but you're too soft-hearted to truly hold a grudge. Pedro never believed Catherine wanted revenge. She was frustrated with her father, sure, but she didn't hate him enough to seek vengeance. She was angry because he had turned a blind eye when her three brothers schemed against her. But she understood compared to them, she had never mattered. Her father always prioritized his sons. She had no intention of seeing him again. She would give him what was fair, nothing more. Pedro, I want to be discharged next week. Monday, then, Pedro agreed. Is the company that busy? I thought you'd stay in the hospital longer. Liberty is getting the hang of things. Duncan is guiding her, so I don't need to worry. Catherine met Pedro's gaze and smiled. I think we should take care of our business on Tuesday or Wednesday, make things official. Pedro blinked, momentarily stunned. You mean, get married? A grin spread across his face. Didn't we agree to wait until we leave Jensburg? I changed my mind, Catherine said. Does it matter where we get married? If we do it here, people will congratulate us. You're amazing, Pedro. I want to make you mine fast before someone tries to steal you. Pedro had stayed by her side every single day in the hospital. The young nurses often sneaked glances at him when they changed her dressings or administered medicine. Catherine knew he only had eyes for her. Pedro would never betray her. Still, she didn't want competition. By making him her husband, she could ensure everyone knew he wasn't just her assistant, he was her partner. Catherine Farrell wasn't one to leave things to chance. After 2 years, everyone in Jensburg knew the truth, she was the real force behind the Farrell family. Not the imposter, Shiloh. Catherine was the rightful heir. Shiloh had been raised with the best education, polished and groomed by her mother. But she lacked the instinct, the edge, the ruthlessness. Catherine had returned to the Farrell family only 3 years ago, yet she had taken down every rival and claimed victory. She had chosen Liberty to lead the Farrell group, ensuring her family's legacy would endure on her terms. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4297. Chapter 4297. Miss, your injury isn't fully healed yet. Don't push yourself. Pedro was worried, though he didn't let it show. More than anything, Pedro wanted their relationship Morobus to be solid and stable. Catherine replied, my injury isn't an issue. Unless you don't want to marry me, then there's no rush to get our marriage certificate. How could that be? I've dreamed of marrying you. From the moment I saw you, I was drawn to you. Miss, I fell for you at first sight. Pedro spoke anxiously. He truly wanted to marry her. But at the same time, he felt guilty about her injury. Catherine smiled. When you came into my life, I didn't have a single admirer. I don't have Shiloh's delicate beauty, and my temperament is considered weak. People looked down on me. The men who approached me were all second-generation rich kids, incompetent and entitled, hoping to use my father's influence to climb the ladder. The truly capable men? Not a single one was interested. Maybe Pedro wasn't drawn to her at first. Maybe he simply understood that as the only daughter of the Farrell family, she would inherit everything. And the head of the Farrell family never marries, they only invite a man into their life. Few capable men were willing to accept that role. Men who married into the Farrell family had no say in its affairs. Beyond fathering children and tending to the head of the family's personal life, they served little purpose. Even the wealthy and privileged weren't eager to join the Farrell family. Of course, each head of the family could still attract suitors. Pedro gazed at her with deep affection. Miss, in my eyes, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm grateful no one else saw what I see in you, that no one else realized how incredible you are. Catherine chuckled. Since you have no objections, I'll be discharged from the hospital on Monday. Let's get our marriage certificate on Wednesday.
Okay. Pedro agreed without hesitation.
Miss, get some rest. I have something to take care of.
Pedro knew they were about to get married, yet he hadn't prepared a diamond ring or a bouquet of roses. With just a few days left, he wanted to buy the perfect ring and arrange for flowers. When Catherine was discharged, he would propose properly before they got their marriage certificate. If other women got a grand proposal, how could Catherine not have one?
Catherine nodded.
Go ahead. I'll be fine. There are bodyguards outside. It's safe. Truthfully, no one would dare target Catherine now.
Pedro hurried out.
Just as he reached the door, he ran into Liberty, who was about to enter.
Ms. Hunt, what brings you here?
Pedro was surprised Catherine had just spoken with Liberty about work. It hadn't been long, yet she had come in person.
I finalized a contract with a client, and they left.
I was on my way and thought I'd stop by to see Catherine.
Mr. Fraser, where are you off to in such a hurry?
Liberty asked.
Pedro didn't reveal the truth.
Just handling something urgent.
Liberty nodded.
Go take care of it.
I'll stay with Catherine.
Pedro stepped aside, letting her pass.
Before leaving, he gave the bodyguards a few more instructions.
Inside, Catherine saw Liberty and waved her over.
You're here.
Help me finish this fruit plate.
I'm stuffed.
If I eat any more, I won't have room for dinner.
Liberty sat down in the chair Pedro had just vacated and glanced at the plate of fruit.
She laughed.
Every time I visit, you're eating.
Mr. Fraser treats you like a little piglet.